people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And a quick correction to those who have heard me on occasion describe this production as binge-worthy. I have wrongly been confusing binge with barge, as in the barge that collects all the garbage and then floats far away where we never have to think about it again. And I maintain this podcast is utterly and completely barge-worthy. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and four-ish months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Ruffled Feather, in McShingleshane Forest, on the outskirts of Hog's Face, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong, or should I say, ka-ching bong.
Ka-ching bong?
Yeah. Someone's going to be bringing in a little extra gold this week and for several weeks to come.
Oh, has Usador found some gold?
Probably, but no, I got a job.
You got a job?
Yeah, you know, Arnie, how sometimes, you know, if I'm being an idiot while drunk, you'll say, get a fucking job? Well, I got a fucking job.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations, Chun. Although, look, I hate to always make everything about myself, but now I feel like I need to get a job. If you've got a job, then I'm the layabout.
Yeah. Yeah, you are the layabout. Get a fucking job.
Fuck.
Oh, Arnie, you should go where I went, which is just a few streets down. There is a inn run by a lynx.
Yes.
And he will connect you with other folks, connect you with businesses, with opportunities. It's pretty cool.
And that lynx is in with all the business people?
Absolutely. And just for a small fee, small monthly fee, you can connect with other people and get a job. I think it's pretty cool.
Huh. Is this one of those things where I'm going to interact with the lynx and then forget about it? But then every month I'm going to be getting messages from the lynx, and I'm like, I don't even remember my password. Why did I ever get involved with this lynx?
Oh, speaking of, a crow just hit me in the head, has a scroll. I was searched for by two jobs this week. Ooh, interesting.
Oh, I get it. It's a sex thing.
Huh?
I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow. Manipulator
get
of magical lights.
Get a fucking job.
Yeah, get a fucking job, Usador.
I have the same job I've always had.
Oh, what's that?
Sorry.
Spells.
Hmm.
Look, I know what you're thinking. He's never had a job. But I've always had a job. Have you ever noticed how when people want our money, I just give away all our money, and then I have a lot more money again later?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do spells, and I don't charge a dime for them, but there is a suggested donation of 25 gold per spell.
Damn. That's a lot of spells, because you're always giving out a lot of gold.
Yeah, well, I'm good at magic, and spells is my job.
Good at magic. That could be a shirt, Arnie.
Ooh. Oh, it's been a while. Speaking of making money, Usador, should we change your shirt in our merch store to good at magic? Or what was it? I already forgot what it was.
Good at magic, yeah.
G-U-D at magic.
Hang on. I think it's implied if you see a picture of me that I'm good at magic. I'm a great wizard. Everyone knows this. It would be sort of redundant, don't you think?
What if we had a question mark at the end?
That I like even less.
All right, just maybe we'll change it, but I'm going to say the new Usador shirt is good at magic, ? And we'll have info in the show notes about how you can get that t-shirt for a limited time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, buddy. This seat is taken.
Chunt, this is our guest. It's been a while. No, if you remember, it's so hard to remember how to introduce you, sir, because you've had so many names. The first time we met you was Five Finger Flint Gustoon, and then it was Five Finger Scoop Poopy.
And now it's Five Finger Wolfman.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's good to see you, Five Finger Wolfman.
Yes, how are you doing these days? Are you still getting them bets in? You putting your money where your mouth is?
Oh, yes. There's nothing I enjoy more than placing a bet and waiting to see if it comes to fruition or not.
Yes, that's what it's all about, is finding out if it will benefit, pay off, and get you them big butts.
Yeah, oh yeah, I lose a lot. Don't worry about it.
So, Wolfman, I was going to say you are one of the most famous gamblers in Foon, but that's not really true because you are a gambler, but like, how would you describe your occupation? You run casinos. Is there another way to describe what you do?
Well, yes. Now I do a lot of wolf services. I've switched it up.
Oh.
You just to kind of have like a just steady income, you know, because there's a lot of up and downs, a lot of fluctuations. Some would say it's liquid. It's a lot of liquid income with the betting. So yeah. I went and started my wolf services businesses. And now... And now that's kind of like a side kind of investment. And
so gambling isn't necessarily as solid, but as being a werewolf. So instead of the house always wins, it's the howls always wins?
Yeah, that's actually good. And that's definitely something that was in my merch shop before you told me right now. That was my idea. Thank you.
You said you offer wolf services. I assume this is like... scratching, biting, blowing houses down? What are we talking about here?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things that can happen with wolf services. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, if you got wolves messing with you as a werewolf, I now can communicate with wolves. And so I go over there, I kind of, wheel and deal. And I make them back off the land, let them know that, you know, this is my territory now. And then I'm the one kind of holding it down. Sometimes you're mad at your neighbor and you need them to have less sheep. I eat them. I go over there. I eat your neighbor's sheep. I do that. And notary.
Ooh.
I can always use a notary. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes, of course. I did want to check in on Chunt. Have you become the next future king? You've betted 33 coin on yourself last we spoke. This was actually quite a while ago.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you're saying that in a way that implies you might be lying. The way, like, usually kings are pretty self-assured, and you were very sneaky, some would say, in how you answered that.
No, I wasn't, and I'm self-insured.
Now, may I intervene?
Usidor, let's let this play out, because I've got a side bet that Chunt would eventually lie about being king.
Oh, okay. But I have to question Arnie. If he made a bet to be the next future king, isn't that always a possibility and technically he's won?
Usidor. Hey, Usidor.
Yes.
Don't tell Arnie, but I placed a bet that he would bet on me losing my bet.
I won't say a word, Chunt. Don't worry. Oh, my bet that I bet that both of them would bet against each other is going to come through like gangbusters.
FF Wolf. We were just kind of doing some table talk here. Yes, I am the future king. I guess just king now, or I was. So I guess that makes me a past king. I don't know if that still counts.
Oh, great. And what were you king of, or future king of?
Okay. Really
the
looking around.
King of wishful thinking, I want to say.
Chunt, I was thinking the... What are the odds? I was thinking the exact same thing.
Okay, king of wishful thinking. I'm writing that down. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go meet up with the regional wizard who can connect me with the notaries of different kingdoms and can find out who is currently king of wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. And they would let me know if you're next in line. And if that is not true, you lose the bet and your life.
Ugh. Well, five-finger wolf man, if you don't believe him, he'll get over you. I know he will.
Oh, look, we don't have to worry about who's believing who when you have facts and wizards.
That's
it's
true.
All good, yes.
Good. Let's just pretend your life's not sinking.
Shit. Go check. Thank you so much. Usidor.
Right.
Can you talk to... You're a local wizard. Can you talk to whoever the regional wizard is here.
I'm sort of out on the outs with the wizards. They aren't, you know, they're all sort of ganging up to be a bunch of evil pricks, and I'm like the one good wizard that's left. You know what I mean?
What do you mean the wizard, the regional wizard's at lunch? What do you mean we have to wait? Oh, we got some betting business over here. You're lucky that this wolf business is booming, or I'd have your liver.
Wolfman.
Yes.
There's no need to be concerned. When the regional wizard is out and unavailable, I often step in as a associate regional wizard.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, so anything you need verified, I can assist thee with.
Oh, then just grip onto this Chaos Soul Stone.
Oh, uh-oh. I'd love to.
I can't tell if that's good or bad, Arnie.
Yeah, he's definitely the next future King of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, all right. Well, that settles it.
Yes.
All right, so we will pay you out, and your bet was for, let me look in my books here, 33 coin. Here you go.
All right. So I get my money back.
You get your money back. There was no one betting against you, so it was kind of like a flat bet. No one jumped in on that bet. That was a bet.
Yeah. No one else. Maybe, Chun, maybe you are the king of wishful thinking. I think about it.
I grasped the Chaos Soul Stone for that?
Yeah. And I will say, thank you. I was really worried that, you know, we'd be stuck waiting for the wizard to come back. And I got to say, I'll give you a tip for that.
Oh, thank
Here's
you.
Here's 100 coin.
What the fuck?
Ooh, very good. Wow. That's what a nice little side hustle this has become. Well, anything else you need verified, I'll gladly grasp this Chaos Soul Stone again and allow it to eat away part of my soul just to prove a truth.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to. The other wizard, you know, has only allows us to do it once a month.
Oh.
Every person gets one a month because of just how much soul gets eaten.
Right. Mm. You got to give that time to grow back in.
Yes, of course. Right. I wouldn't want to do that to your soul.
Thank you.
Five Finger, if I know you, and I think I do, you're not just always about collecting bets. You've always got some action going for yourself. Is there any spicy bets you have going out there right now?
Yes, I have quite a few, actually. But they're not in this town. Okay? They're like two kingdoms over. I'm stuck in this town because, a wolf has reported that one of the townspeople's child has fallen into the well, and so I am talking to the wolf to communicate that, and I have to wait till they come back from this well so that I receive my payment and then I can leave. But they've been gone for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Ooh.
Woof.
A chunt.
I'm sorry.
I would say if you're having trouble contacting wolves, have you tried howling at the moon?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, my wolf friends who kind of came over and told me have been nowhere to be found since then.
How weird. Have you tried, like, I don't know, eating a grandma and then dressing up in her clothes and waiting in that person's bed for them to come visit?
Classic.
That's what I'm trying to get to the new town for. I'm trying to get there before, you know, the little granddaughter comes. Gotta get fitted for the outfit. Gotta lay down, be a little sick.
Five Finger, I imagine you have to prepare, like an actor must prepare to pretend to be a granny.
Yes.
Do you by any chance have your granny costume on you now? Like, is the granny in the room?
Oh, yeah, check this out. As you can see, it is a velvet muumuu.
Oh,
and, I want to do a rich granny. Because if I eat the granny, who's rich, then the child will, I will take her in, raise her as my own. And, you know, then I can hedge the bets in my favor. For, you know, whenever there's a, who knows, some kind of like ball or such, and marry her to a good family.
Huh. So, hold on. You're going to kidnap a child, raise her as your own.
Let's not use the K word. You know, this kidnap, I'm not taking her against her will. I'm just coercing her into thinking I'm her grandmother and grandmothering her as my own.
Oh, okay.
It's more like adoption when you think about it.
Yeah,
exactly. See?
Just eating her grandma to do a little adoption.
Yes.
I guess as long as all of these bets involve positive things for the child, right?
They're these are just the usual bets that happen for, you know, which Belle will be wed to which family, mm-hmm. kind of just some regency bullshit, you know, that type of action. And I'm just gaming the system because I found the hottest grandma. Ooh. I'm going to eat her. These hot grandmas mean hot granddaughters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All the easier to make a good match with. Understandable.
Yeah, little old lady got mutilated late last night, am I right?
Oh, yeah, yes. The granddaughter is definitely on the way. I've already digested, and I got to get back to the
house. Oh, shit, you already ate this hot granny.
Yeah. We went on a date.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was great. We were hitting it off, and then, you know, she had some unsavory things to say about poor people and werewolves, and I was
All right, yeah.
This is an extra hot grandma. Hot, bad person. Mm-hmm. You know it's good.
But still.
Hot grandma.
But still. Fuck her. Eat the rich. Let's take a quick break.
Oh, yeah. So, Five Finger Wolfman, now that you're going to be impersonating a granny, are you going to have a new granny name that we should refer to you as?
Yes. Five Finger Grandma.
Okay.
We have Five Finger Wolf Grandma. Okay. Five Finger Grandma is my grandmother.
Of course.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Your grandmother is a wolf also?
Well, because no, my grandmother is just a grandmother, so she's Five Finger Grandmother.
Right? Oh,
I have to be Five Finger Wolf Grandmother to not be confused with my own grandmother.
We knew Rest Five Finger before he became a wolf man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Back when he was Scoop Poopy. And we knew him even before that, back when he was Five Finger Flint Gustoon.
Yes.
That's right. Did you ever think about changing Five Finger Wolf Man and just dropping the N so that you would be Five Finger Wolf Ma instead of Grandma?
Ooh.
Oh, that would be great, but I need people to know I'm a grandmother, so when I'm, you know, with my with my granddaughter, mm-hmm. you know, at the ball, everything lines up.
What happened to her parents? Why are you raising this kid? Where are the parents at? Why aren't they doing their jobs?
Oh, you know, rich people, they go off, and they abandon their kids. Mm-hmm. They're off in some other town.
Terrible.
Left to be raised. And that is all to say I didn't check.
Okay.
If they get in my way, they will be eight as well.
Eight is enough.
Yeah.
For the rich.
If they come back and attempt to raise this child, you'll devour them, and then you can continue to raise the child and assist her along her way in life. And if you make a little scratch on the side, who gets hurt? Nobody.
Yes, exactly.
Arnie, in Foon, a lot of wealthy children, they will have this magical spell or enchantment around them. It's called a trust fund. And what happens is this magical enchantment summons money to them. And when they turn a certain age, the enchantment breaks and all the money that the enchantment collected is now theirs to spend.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucked up.
These children aren't like well adjusted or anything like that?
No. A lot of them are pretty wonky.
I would have cast a trust spell for the two of you, my good friends, but I'd have to have started generations ago.
Well, yeah.
It takes a long time.
Unless you find a new egg.
New eggs, indeed.
Ooh. Just like in that book you made us read, Arnie.
Yes.
It was the one with the snub-nosed motorboat.
Oh, yes.
The guy had a West Egg, and then...
That's right. The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby.
Oh, nice.
Should we lend our copy to Five Finger Wolf Grandma?
Well, yeah, Five Finger. If you want to borrow our copy of The Great Gatsby, you're more than welcome to it.
Yeah, just do you have it with you right now?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
He's devouring that story.
Oh, sorry, I can read really fast now that I'm a wolf.
Oh,
what a voracious reader!
Yes.
So, but you also, you like your lips move when you're reading really fast. The sound comes out.
Oh, yeah. It's because I was licking the pages.
Okay. Five Finger Grandma Wolf. I want to place a bet. I want to bet 33 gold that you
don't know what the green light means at the end of that book.
Oh. Well, that was clearly the sign of the times.
Damn it.
Shit.
Yeah, fuck.
That could be it.
Nailed
that
it.
Fucking
shit.
Yeah. Sign of the times, yes.
Here you go.
I thought it was related to a spell, but that's my own bias, I suppose.
Yes. Look, I feel that way. But you know what? What I love about this novel is it's taught me about this faraway world of the United States, and how the 20s was such a great time for its people, and it was full of affluence and success and
whoa.
And nothing wrong.
Arnie, is that true? Were your 20s filled with success and affluence and nothing wrong?
It was filled with drinking and fun, I guess. I don't know if I would say there was a lot of success in my 20s.
And everyone was doing great?
Sure. Well, I don't know. All I know is that when I hit my 30s, things got bad.
Well, luckily those aren't coming back around, so I think you'll be all right. Five Finger, now that you're going to be generously raising this child on this grandmother's behalf, are you planning to teach it to be more generous with its wealth, to be more altruistic? Or are you going to teach her to become a gambler like yourself?
I think I'm going to teach her to find the richest mate and to live in that life of affluence.
Sure. Ooh.
So that when in stage two of this whole beat, I fall ill. And a mysterious doctor has remedies that seemingly make me better. But costs many, many, many coins.
Ah, I see.
To which her grandmother, who she cares for, would give. And then this mysterious doctor would make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Feelgood?
Yes. And then I'll disappear, never to be seen again.
Oh. Whoa. Okay.
Wait, well, you could just fake your death if your grandmother.
Well, then you don't get the money, right? Like, you gotta get the money.
Because I'm also playing the role of grandmother and mysterious doctor.
Oh, wow. You're both.
Yeah. I'm mysterious because she can't be in the same room with me and the grandma at the same time.
Do you want to workshop that a bit right now, where you switch between the roles?
yes, sure. Yes, of course.
Arnie, you play the daughter.
Okay, sure. Oh, grandmama.
Hello.
Oh, you seem so ill, and you've done so much for me my entire life. Is there anything that can save you? I have all this wealth I've accumulated from the bow that you hooked me up with.
Yeah, your grandmother believes that you need a 5 million coins from 5 million. Okay. From this mysterious doctor.
Oh, grandmother, you've been raising me for decades now, and I appreciate that still with every conversation you say, I'm your grandmother.
Just a reminder.
Everyone, stop right there. I'm a local constable, and there's been a murder in the drawing room.
What?
Oh, no.
John, who do you want to be?
Oh, I'll read the stage directions.
Great.
The constable drops his wooden staff.
Oh, my wooden staff.
Okay, and then the granddaughter proclaims,
Grandma. Here's a million gold coins, if it's going to save your life. I'm a little less invested in what's going on with the constable.
Yeah, that's so true, but let's pay attention to the constable. Maybe he has something good to help me and you.
Fade to black. Intermission. Oh. We return from intermission to an entirely different set. Let me turn the page here. The constable is now pacing in his office. Grandma and granddaughter are nowhere to be found. The constable does a soliloquy.
Well, I've been investigating this murder for over 3 days, and so far no clues have arisen. But I am suspicious of that grandmother. Her eyes are too large, and her nose is too large.
His pants fall down, and his wooden staff clatters to the ground. Suddenly, Grandma kicks in the door.
Was it you, Grandma? Did you commit the murder?
Of course not. I'm a sweet grandmother. Look at me and my big teeth.
Fade to black. Intermission 2.
We return where the granddaughter is sitting on a bed, reading a book to herself.
This Great Gatsby is such a good book.
Fade to black.
Enjoying.
The end. Huh.
I'm just saying we never saw the mysterious doctor, which was mostly what we were supposed to be preparing for, right?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you know, things go different, you know?
Whoa, Five Finger, when did you get here? I thought you left for a while.
Yeah, I heard y'all were going to tell a cool story, and I got involved. I was like, I gotta see this. So I am actually going to leave now. I'll see you in a second.
Okay. Well,
there's a grandma here now. Who's this grandma?
It's me, the grandmother.
Oh. Must be the grandmother, because of how they introduced themselves.
Yes, the grandmother. We all know me.
I'm so sorry. We had been led to believe that you were devoured and that you were no longer alive. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine, you know. I mean, look, that Five Finger was right. I was devoured.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by, I hate to say it, how hot this grandmother
That's
is.
That's a hot grandma, right?
Such
Am I crazy?
Hot grandma.
So who are these three tall drinks of grog in front of me?
Oh, well, ooh. I am Usador the Blue, the great wizard, and this is my friend Arnie. He's from another world. And this is my other friend, Chunt. He's a badger.
And the king of wishful thinking, wink, wink.
Ooh, I've heard about this new king of wishful thinking.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, a king, the perfect person to marry your very sweet and beautiful granddaughter.
Mm.
Oh, is that right?
You have any hard candy, Grandma?
I do, right here in between my bustier. To keep it warm.
Mmm.
Yummy.
Warm, rock hard candy.
Yes, right.
Arnie,
that's what I always say.
I don't know what I'm doing. Am I about to hit on this grandma?
About to hit on this grandma?
I think you're in the middle of it.
I feel like I'm just about to, like, pull the string on, like, you know, really going for it with this grandma.
This seems not shocking to me in any way.
She's a hot octogenarian. That doesn't work. How would you say hot octogenarian? Hot octogenarian. Octogenera hot? I wish Five Finger was here. Five Finger's the writer, clearly.
Octogenera.
He wrote that play.
Octogorgeous?
Oh, that's it.
Octogorgeous, you say? Well, I'm happy to see you all.
Oh, speaking of wells, didn't a little girl fall down a well recently?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me... Huh.
Hey, what's up, baby? I'm back.
Whoa. How's it going?
Yeah, you know, I was just... That was the wolves. It turns out there wasn't a little boy in a well. That was a trap that the wolves set up. And they got the family there. They ate them. I'm not getting paid by the family. Getting paid by the city. Because, you see, I put a bet in that the wolves would eventually get smart enough to come up with some crackpot plan to get the family down to a secluded area to eat them with.
And the city took that bet?
Yeah, they definitely did.
That's crazy.
The city was like, we got to get in on this action.
Yeah, they said it couldn't happen because they knew. And looks like knowing doesn't stop much.
Wow. Five Finger, I've got to say, for half a second, I thought you and the grandma was the same person, but you're clearly not.
No. I was talking about eating her out, and because I did it so good, she would let me, you know, extort her granddaughter.
Yeah, she's such a bitch.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, Five Finger, you're so good at that a grandmother was like, take my granddaughter and raise her.
I really got to thank the wolf mouth, you know. The wolf mouth really helps, you know.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, it's a wolf mouth.
All the better to taste you with.
Yeah, see, that's what I would say if I was thinking that 30 seconds ago.
Wow.
Now, hot grandmother, is that your name, or should we call you by your given name?
No, my name is Bernice.
Ah, Bernice, it's a pleasure to meet you. I can't help but notice that you have a little bit of a nosebleed. Do you need us to call your doctor?
Yeah. Yes, I guess I should. Mysterious doctor.
Five Finger, I think maybe.
No, that's not me.
Oh, no?
It is me, Mysterious Doctor. Yes, how are you doing, Bernice?
Whoa.
I'm always just a call away.
Oh, well, welcome, Mysterious Doctor.
Yes.
You're very charming, I must say.
Mysterious Doctor, I'll call you MD for short. I think that's appropriate.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. can I help you with anything?
Well, Mysterious Doctor, this hot grandmother seems Bernice. To have some kind of malady. Bernice, I'm sorry, Bernice, she has a name.
Yes.
We're just not sure, like, what would it cost for you to give Bernice a checkup just to make sure everything was all right?
Bernice, open your mouth, please. Yes. Huh.
Oh, wow.
I see.
We should take a quick break and find out the results of this examination right after this.
Fade to black.
So, doctor, give it to us straight. What's your prognosis?
Yes.
Oh, a wolf ate her out.
Oh.
Yeah, the dimensions of a wolf's teeth. You will be chomped a little bit in the process,
Sure.
especially
sure.
if one's having a good time.
Yeah.
And yes, so she's dealing with some internal bleeding, it seems
sure.
like.
Okay.
And she just needs rest and a little bit of this tincture I made up.
How much is the tincture?
For you, Bernice, it is for free.
Oh. Thank you.
I think that doctor's going to try and eat her out.
It was very nice of the doctor to give her the tincture for free. I was sure he was trying to get some.
Yeah, where did he go? I blinked and he was gone.
Oh, he is gone.
So mysterious.
I feel like every time, like, I'll be paying attention to the hot grandma, and I don't see Five Finger or the doctor. And then I'll look at the doctor, and I don't really see Five Finger or the grandma. Like, it just feels like the other two are just kind of right out of my periphery. I don't know what's happening.
It's crazy. Is it just me, or are all three of them, Five Finger, the grandma, Bernice, and the mysterious doctor so charismatic that when they're talking, that's the only thing I'm looking at. Oh, so I'm not even seeing if there's anyone else around.
Yeah, you just have
why even bother?
Yes.
And I do notice every time I turn to focus on a different one of the three people in front of us, characters, if you will, that they're kind of panting out of breath and they have like a wig or a hat or something slightly askew. Is anyone else noticing that?
Guess so. Felt rude to point out.
Yeah, almost like someone's running very quickly with, like, wolf-like speed.
Five Finger, now that the family's been devoured and you've won your bet, what lies in the future for you? Where are you off to next?
I think I might settle down and marry Bernice.
Oh.
Consider going back to my human form. I mean, it ended up taking, like, 3 days to turn into a wolf, so I just haven't turned back.
Yeah,
sure.
So you've been a wolf this whole time for several years.
Yeah, I've been a wolf this whole time. You know, had mange, had to get vaccinated for rabies,
Sure. Well, I appreciate that you made the effort of getting vaccinated for rabies, though.
No, of course. You know, I wouldn't want to pass it on to our friend Chunt here.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, terrible.
Yes.
Bernice, how do you feel about getting married here?
I think we're moving too fast, Five Finger.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I thought this was like a casual thing that led to you extorting my grandchild and then I'd get a cut of it, you know. I didn't know you wanted, you know, marriage.
Well, that hurts. The only soothing thing that I did bet that my heart would get broken.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Cha-ching, it came in.
Wow, Five Finger.
Even while stepping out, the house always wins.
Cashing in while stepping out, that is, I,
I want to applaud you. That was incredible.
Well
that
played.
Was,
yeah. Well played.
Just hedging all your bets. Just such smart betting, right?
Yes. Yes, I know. Yeah.
Are you doing all right, Five Finger? You seem a little upset. I mean, obviously.
Yes, my heart was actually broken. It wasn't like a play to win. I was hoping to lose that bet.
Oh, yeah. Five Finger, I feel so bad for you, but I just want you to know that my job is casting spells. And one of the spells that people often come to me for is a forgetful spell. If they've fallen in love and have their heart broken, they'll come to me.
Huh.
And I will make them forget that they fell in love. And it doesn't cost a thing. Here's a donation jar, if you're interested.
You want me to donate to you?
Well, you don't have to, but I can cast a forgetful spell if you want. If you want to donate, you can.
No, I think I'm up. I think I'm going to hold on to this.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this has brought something to me.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I've heard tales of having your memory zapped.
Hmm.
Running back into the person you got your memory zapped for, falling in love with them.
Yeah.
They're dating some weird guy who found where the memory zap, you know, pocket dimension is. Yeah. Use that to date. And now, well...
Yeah, I get a lot of repeat customers, if that's what you're asking. Is it a scam? No. For me, it's eternal sunshine.
Five Finger, I appreciate that this heartbreak is now just a part of who you are, and you'll build from here.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing. Nothing wrong can happen with a gambling, swindling con man werewolf with a broken heart.
Heartbroken. Sorry if that was insensitive.
You're right.
Five Finger, before we wrap up the episode, would you be all right if I read an email?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, although, if you're not in an emotional space...
No, I can handle it.
Okay.
I'll get us a round of drinks. Arnie, go ahead and read the email. Okay. I'm listening.
Oh, and sorry, user, actually, count me out for the drinks. I have to go to my orientation for my new job, so I gotta
wait, hold
out.
On.
I
Your job overlaps with the time we set aside to record the podcast?
It's not like we're getting paid.
Yeah, Arnie, it's not like we're getting paid. Get a fucking job. I'm sorry, guys. I have to go. I got to go to Hawk's Face. Bye, Five Finger. Nice to see you again. Bye.
Bye, John.
Bye. See you. My chest.
All right. Well, let's see here. I'll read an email. You know, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and send us a message there. Here's an email I got a while back, and something that we were talking about this episode reminded me of it. And here it is. Dear Usador, I just watched Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, a movie version of the book that we all read, and I realized they did not mention or display a snub-nosed motorboat anywhere in the film.
Mm.
I looked up snub-nosed boats. They are designed to be very stable when sailing downwind.
Oh! Arnie, why didn't you tell me that years ago? I've been pondering, what could this mean, snub-nosed motorboat? You see, Five Finger, when I read The Great Gatsby, I got really hung up on about page 14 at the mention of snub-nosed motorboats. And I didn't know what those were. So I don't even know if I finished the whole book.
Okay, so they go on. So they, like I said before, I looked up snub-nosed boats. They are designed to be very stable when sailing downwind. I don't think you would ever put a snub-nose on a motorboat. Because motorboats can go any direction unrelated to the wind. In lakes like where Gatsby lives, the water current will move with the wind. We know from the last line of the book that we are all like boats against the current, i.e. boats going upwind on a lake. So the book is telling us when we meet Gatsby, Gatsby's boat isn't well designed and it won't succeed in a headwind like Gatsby himself won't succeed when he encounters a social headwind. Yours sincerely, Kara Donnelly, Doctor of Fluid Dynamics. You can use my real name for this email.
Kara?
Kara.
Doctor of Fluid Dynamics. Please, Dr. Kara.
Kara Donnelly, Doctor of Fluid Dynamics.
Dr. Kara.
I truly appreciate this interpretation after so many years of having read the book, but I'm sorry, I have to go with Five Finger Wolf Grandma and say that his interpretation is the best. It's a sign of the green light's a sign of the times.
The sign of the times. That's true.
That's how I see it now.
That's true. For just a second, Dr. Kara Donnelly, Doctor of Fluid Dynamics, had convinced me that against all reason, Usador's obsession with snub-nosed motorboats was somehow a deeply revelatory thing about the book. But you're right. I think it's just a sign of the times.
Yeah. Sign of the times.
So thank you for that, Five Finger. You've unlocked the mysteries of the book for us at last.
Hey, I'm happy to help you. Happy to help you at any time.
And we're happy to help you. Although you are broken of heart right now, know that you are strong of spirit, and I believe that you shall overcome any obstacle placed before thee.
Five Finger, are there any bets we should make before you go? Are you a little too heartbroken to open those books?
I'm always open for bets, even with broken heart.
Five Finger, I'm going to bet 33 gold that you're going to get over this sooner than you think. It feels like this feeling is going to last forever, but you'll be surprised how quickly you feel better.
I take that bet, and we will see.
And I'm going to place a bet that Chun's new job is some sort of sex work thing.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. What are the odds on
10 gold.
Yeah, that's a solid bet. I think that's a really good bet. It's a great job.
Thank you.
It's a really good bet.
He's crying. Should we console him more? Or should
No, let's walk away.
I wonder if this is like changing into a werewolf. It just takes a really long time.
The Howl continued for 35 more minutes. Do I smell an upcoming Patreon episode? Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chump the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Five Finger Wolfman was played by special guest Iffy Waddyway. Iffy is the host of Actually on Dropout TV. If you want a Usador shirt that reads Good at Magic? The question mark is on the shirt, not just me questioning your instinct to want the shirt. Although that's also happening. Check out our Dashery store. Links in the show notes.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Ugh, my new assistant is finally here. For the record, you're late.
Oh, sorry. I had to run from McShingle Chain Forest.
Mm-hmm. Good thing my equipment runs on excuses. Well, now you can finish the credits. Read the rest of this into that device.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yes, fascinating. We all have things. Now read all of this. It doesn't matter if your brain processes any of it.
Okay. Butthole. I bit a better butthole. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by the supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Want to see the show live? We have 2 live shows left, both coming up in September. September 27th in Charlotte, North Carolina, and September 28th in Richmond, Virginia. Links for tickets and more information are in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp. Oh, I know an Arnie Niekamp. Matt Young and Abdul Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Marissa Ewing. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Whew, okay. I read it all. How was that?
Wonderful. My favorite part was that I didn't have to listen to any of it. See you next week.
A wolf heart hurts so. Oh.
Oh, shit. Usador, is Five Finger still over here crying? It's been hours.
Or you could say good morning.
Oh, yeah, good morning.
Oh, is Five Finger still here?
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to see if I won on my bet. I placed a bet that
Arnie would read an email and say, "Yours sincerely."
Shit! I was hoping to cut that out!
I don't know if it paid off or not.
Oh.
Five Finger, do you need a drink or something just to rehydrate alone for all these
I'm
tears?
I'm drinking my tears back.
Oh.
I'm scary. Stay away.